small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your monthly Patreon episode. Woo!
Yay!
So this episode for this month is something we call I Never Want to Hear That Song Again. Now, look, this could be many things. This could be a really shitty song. Or it could be a song that's been so overplayed, like You Shook Me All Night Long or Bohemian Rhapsody or Don't Stop Believin'. It could just be a song that you've heard so many times that you just never want to hear it again. And it could be a song that someone loves. Like, I love You Shook Me All Night Long. I love Don't Stop Believin'. But if you tell me you never want to hear it again.
I never want to hear it again.
I get it.
Okay.
I would like to hear you, so why don't you move closer to your microphone?
Still?
Yeah, still. I know you're loud.
There.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. There. How's that?
It's good.
Yeah?
Just when you talk, you just lean in a little bit.
Right there.
Because, like, when you lean in, do you see what happens when you lean in?
Yes.
Like, I'm back here. I can't. No. I'm right here.
I am kissing the mic.
You're kissing the mic. Okay. Lucky Mike. That's not Mike Siegel, is it?
Lucky me.
Yeah. All right, so we got a bunch of songs today, and we're recording in the rock room. We're not recording at the kitchen table, which we do sometimes when
yes.
we're in a rush. We're doing it the legit, real way, so it sounds the best. And also, my wife told me today that when she's at the kitchen table, she gets bored.
No, that's not what
told
I said.
Told me you got bored.
No, you don't listen. I said when we do night ones, I get tired
okay.
because it's a little uncomfortable. But I like doing it there in the morning with coffee.
But here, you like doing it here too.
At night, yeah.
All right, so it's Saturday, April 18th, 9:30 p.m. I just got off my 1-to-9 shift and I came home and we fired up the mics and so we're recording. And what did you do today? Today, Saturday, is your day off.
I have a hard time having a day off.
That's crazy talk.
First, I freaked out because I didn't have anything to do and it was bothering me. And every time I went to the thing that I should do, it was work. So I was trying not to do it. So I took a long walk and talked to Ezra on the phone and that was cool.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How do I do if I have a day off?
You're the master of days off. You like nothing can get in your way.
No.
It's some cruise control. It's
tennis.
Yes, always. Oh, sometimes you arrange for like coffee with a friend.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Like yeah,
lunch. Some lunch.
You are yes.
Or I sit on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're look.
Amazing.
I do this. You either know that I do this or you'll not know that I do this. But I do try to do one household thing on my day off, like maybe vacuum or maybe empty the dishwasher or clean up some clutter I have. I do try to do one thing on my day off so that I don't feel like a total slob.
Well,
so
I appreciate that.
I do that.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell this story real quick and then we're going to get into this podcast.
Okay.
A lot of great songs, a lot mm-hmm. of fun songs. You have some songs. I have some songs, and we got a lot of songs.
Because my whole mantra every day
yeah.
is...
Yeah, you're tired.
I never want to hear
You never
want to
hear
again.
Anything I'm playing. yeah. Nothing.
Yes.
So, a couple weeks ago, Pilar and I went to the movies. We went to see Project Hail Mary.
Yes.
Yeah, and we liked it.
Yeah.
You loved it. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well,
No. Don't you talk. Don't you talk. So, we go to the movie, and we went at night. And my wife says, are you gonna stay away from this movie? Of course I'm going to stay awake. I want to see this movie. Date night. So much fun. Woohoo. And then at some point during the movie, maybe I drifted off a little bit. And here's how my wife wakes me up. It wasn't this. Hey, wake up. Wasn't that. This is how it was. I'm going to back off the mic a little bit. This is exactly... And if any of you, the men out there have experienced this, I'm sorry. I didn't feel safe, I can tell you that. Here's what I heard. Pat, wake up.
It just sounded like that to you. I was in a movie theater.
If there was any other Pat in the movie, his heart was racing.
I just had to say it in your ear.
Pat, wake up. You're missing it. It's an important part.
Because there, as for anybody who's...
Pat!
Oh my God, stop it. But anybody who's seen this knows that there's a big turn in the movie. Okay, so I'm enjoying this movie, enjoying my date night with my husband. And at that very key moment where something changes, I turn to look at him with a look of wonder on my face to share this experience. And he is sleeping. And I needed him to see what he's missing because it's really important.
All right.
So
I was awake the rest of the movie.
I didn't mean to be so sharp. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I'm not going to the movies with you anymore.
Oh, is that true?
No.
So I can go see some movies without you.
Well, I'll go. I almost went to see the drama today without you.
What the fuck?
I did not, though.
You could have, though, because I want you to have fun.
Oh, see?
Why didn't you text me? I would have said yes.
Because I didn't want to make you feel bad, because we've been talking about
it. I wouldn't have felt bad.
Damn it. Because it's closing on the 28th, and I looked at my schedule. I'm like, there is no way that you and I ever line up between now and the 28th.
If you would have texted me and said, I'm really bored, I got nothing to do, do you mind if I go see the drama? I would have said, absolutely, go have fun.
Damn it. Okay.
Sorry. We'll probably end up watching it here when it streams in another week and a half.
Do you think it'll be that early? I'm really hoping because I think there's
if it's out of theaters this quickly.
There is a huge twist in that, and I'm worried I'm going to find out what it is, and I don't want to find out what it is.
They're vampires. I know that.
Like with Project Hail Mary, I purposely tried not to hear any of the noise. I knew there was something, but
I tried not to even hear the movie when I was at the movie.
Clearly. Yes.
All right. Moving on.
Okay.
Here we go. Do you have a topic for next month's? You usually come up with some good topics.
I've suggested things here and there.
Do you got one right now off the top of your head?
I still like that one about a song that your parents influenced. Like
Introduce Me To?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like...
So a song that I heard my parents play and now I love that song too?
Exactly. Because we all, you know, our first influences were probably... What our parents
What would we
playing?
Call that episode?
Mom and Dad Made Me Do It. No.
Songs I Learned from Papa and Mama. I'll figure out a title. I like that. Maybe that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Probably get some old-timey shit.
Or not. I mean, remember.
That's true. There's young listeners.
I think about half of the stuff that you listen to is stuff from like
my
the 60s
didn't li-
and
se- my
or
didn't
from
listen-
the 70s.
My parents didn't listen to stuff like this.
Yeah. Well,
they had a Lynn Anderson album and a Andy Williams.
Well,
get ready.
I don't know.
All right. I still like the topic.
Okay.
Well, that might be it. Don't send anything. You know you can anyway. It's only for Patreon people, and it's not until I post it on the Patreon page.
Okay. All right.
Patreon.com/RockSolidPodcast.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to start this out.
Okay.
With a song that I never want to hear again.
What is it?
It's in every movie trailer. It's in so many movies. And I know there's another song they could play, but they always played this motherfucking song.
What is it?
Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I fucking hate it.
Oh, on the day I was born, nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
Stop dancing to it.
To leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
That song is literally bad to the bone. Then he wrote a song like a couple years after this called I Drink Alone. This is the fucking same song. I Drink Alone. It's like the same fucking song. Bad to the bone. So I drink alone. Shut up. I hate this song. I hate that artist.
Really? You hate that song just in general? You hate that song?
I hate it.
Really?
Maybe I liked it once and then no.
I like it. I think I might start playing it a lot.
Where are you, how are you going to play it?
I don't know.
You don't have a system to play it on. You're right. You play it on your phone and walk around?
You don't have a system.
You don't got a system. I got, I can play it, I can play it on, you know, I got a JBL Bluetooth speaker. I got, I can play it, you know, on my iPod. I got a docking station and I got two turntables. I can just come out here and play music on my second turntable.
Actually, all that's true.
All right. So. Next up is, I think there's only one guy that didn't say their name, but I'll say their name when it's their turn. Okay. But, all right, here's the first one. You ready?
I'm ready.
And we can also disagree with these songs. Like, if we like it, we can say.
Well, as you said, it could be a great song. It
could
just
be a great song.
Something you just don't want to hear again.
That's true. All right. So here comes the first one from Patreon supporter.
Hey, Rock Solid Faithful, this is Andy from the sun coast of Florida with my submission here. So for my song that I never want to hear again, it has to be my all-time least favorite song. You're listening to a little bit of it right now. I've been saying this for years. What's Up by Four Non Blondes is the worst fucking song of all time. The shrieking, the warbling, I can't do it. This is my least favorite part of the song. Just listen to this. And I pray. Oh my God, do I pray? I pray for single day. For revolution. Fucking garbage, right?
Oh God.
I never want to hear this song again.
All right,
wow,
first of all.
Wow, that was a well-stated case right there.
First of all, mm-hmm. Andy, you nailed it. That was a well-produced clip of business you did there.
We should end the podcast right now.
I wish I would have ended it with that song. Holy crap, Andy. Now, look, I can't argue with Andy.
No.
But I like that song.
I like that song, too.
I do like it.
But again, he stated his case. He supported his argument. It's right there.
Anything he said, the warbling or the screech, whatever he said, that was all in that song.
Mm-hmm.
So look, I'm not, you know, you hit it out of the park. I don't know how anyone's going to follow that.
I know. Who knew that you could accompany yourself while speaking?
Well, Andy has a podcast called Pop Fuss, so he obviously knows how to edit some stuff together.
Wow.
Very good, Andy.
All right.
Wow. Wow. All right. Holy God. I don't know where to go from here. Okay. Yeah. Here's the next one.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. It's Vinyl Guy Dana taking part in my second listener curated show, Songs I Never Want to Hear Again. This was really tough, mainly because I try not to listen to a song so many times that I don't like it anymore. So I settled on a breakup song. Back in my late teens, I was dating a girl who I just knew was the one, despite all my friends telling me that, well, she was not good for me and that she would break my heart.
Yes.
And she did. Twice.
Oh, no.
The first one was on her. The second time, I can only blame myself for thinking things would be different. I was wrong. Now, growing up, I was always the mixtape person. I was constantly making mixtapes, cassettes, and then later CDs, and then later still streaming playlists for my friends, family, and myself. So when things finally ended, I made a mixtape for my ex, which featured me dropping the needle, yes, an actual vinyl record, on this particular song. She had chosen the song to be our song. The song's title is the first three words. And after they were sung, I dragged the needle across the album, recording the entire stretch. Then I immediately jumped into another song. Now, I would never do this with my current setup. But here is a digital reproduction of this life-changing moment for me. So I'd like to dedicate Heat Waves, Always and Forever, to Misty. You know what you did. Thanks, Pat Vilar, and the Rock Solid listeners.
Always and forever.
Wow.
That's the bitches back.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, my God.
That Misty was a bitch.
Oh, my God.
You know what she did.
Oh, that is so wrong and yet so right at the same time. That is a lot of planning.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
We might have played two of the best intros ever in the history of a Rock Solid podcast.
So let me see if I got this right. He gives her a mixtape, mm-hmm. which he had recorded off an album.
Yes, yes.
He takes the album of their song, he scratches mm-hmm. it,
yep, yep.
and then goes right into
the bitch's
back. And she is listening to this yeah. like, oh, my ex made me a mixtape, uh-huh. because he can't forget me. Yeah. And then this.
Yeah, and then this.
Wow.
Wicked good.
Oh,
wicked
man.
Pissa.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dana McKissick. And guys, if you go to Instagram and look up at Vinyl Guy Dana, you're going to see all Dana's content there. You're going to see tons of his albums. I think he has like 6,000, 7,000 albums. That's why he doesn't listen to a song over and over again. He can't. He's got 6,000 albums to listen to. But
doesn't stop you.
I know. I just fall down on the one.
Right.
But great content from Dana, and just a great guy. And he said he's going to be visiting North Carolina soon. So hopefully he'll be sitting in your seat.
Okay.
In the very near future to record whatever he decides we're going to record.
Very cool.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yep.
Two for two.
Yep.
Three for three, if you include me.
Oh, of course.
Pat, play a song.
Hello to Pat. I'm guessing also Pilar and
Hello.
To all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my choice for the Patreon episode, I Never Want to Hear That Song Again. I'm taking you back 50 years to 1976. The song is No Charge by J.J. Barry. Christ knows how, but this song got to number one in the UK charts, but who the hell would have bought it? You might want to get a sick bucket ready before the song starts, and I can only apologise.
Wow.
Anyway, I hope everyone's well, and as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now. Take it away, J.J.
Well, his mum looked at him standing there expectantly, and I could see the memories flashing through her mind. And so she picked up the pen and turning the paper over. This is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I've sat up with you, doctored you, and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears
what?
That you caused through the years, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge.
Okay. So I have never
dread,
I've never heard this song. Have you?
Well, no, because obviously it was a hit in the UK.
Yeah, but, you know, things are a hit in the UK.
Maybe Ian Beresford has never heard The Streak by Ray Stevens. And maybe this is of that same ilk of a song.
This song.
That fucking sucks.
This is hilarious. Okay, so she's saying, hey, look, I know you cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I love you, so... This one's on me. No charge.
No charge.
Like
for the 9 months I carried you.
What? Like, yeah, isn't that a given that you don't bill your children?
Yeah, you know what I say to that woman?
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a wow. Wow.
I wish I didn't hear it once, Ian.
That is
wow.
Crazy.
Terrible.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Let's All move right. on.
Yeah.
I love the show so far.
Yeah.
We've got comedy, we've got music.
Let's go.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Don't rush me.
Hello, Rock Solid fans. Now, this is a topic.
This is Dave Festini, by the way. He was a house guest.
Yes, I know.
Do you know which Dave is which?
No.
Why? Because they're both named Dave?
Yeah.
So if one was named Dave and one was named Carl, you would know who was who.
Right.
All right. But you don't know which Dave's which?
No.
Which Dave do you like better?
Dave. I like Dave.
Okay. That's the right call.
Dave's great.
Yeah. And then the other Dave.
Could do without him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And here's one of the Daves, though.
Okay.
Should I start it from the beginning? No, because he just said, here's a topic.
Yes.
I can sink my teeth into. Mm. I never want to hear that song again. So many candidates. But I'm going to go a little bit out of the box here and choose a song that is pure audible torture. And for those of you, I'm guessing that like this is a U.S. thing. So those of you out of the country, you know, out in different countries, you may just want to stop the podcast because this is going to haunt you for the rest of your life when you hear it. The composer of the following recording is very likely the Antichrist. There's simply no other explanation. And it's a shame because I'm sure it's a wonderful organization and they do great things. But I'm not donating a dime to these bastards for the anguish that they have forced upon me for years. So here it is. And again, if you're out of the country or somehow you've avoided this thing, skip forward like 30 seconds and save yourself. And as always, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
1-877 cars.
I can't
believe
he
put that in our
head. That's kids. Torture. It is torture.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
It makes you hate children.
Carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Wow.
That would make a woman's womb shrink up.
Well, would I
shrivel up?
I stopped humming that in my downtime a couple of years ago, and now that Dave is definitely my least favorite Dave because he has put that back in my head. And now, Dave, I got a bone to pick with you. Sorry. Right. Wow.
That's obnoxious. It's such an obnoxious song.
Yes, it is.
We are enjoying margaritas tonight with the Cabo Wabo tequila, which you love.
It's so smooth.
It's so smooth. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I've had the new Sammy Hagar tequila Santo. And the Cabo Wabo is way better, way, way better. It's so nice.
It's, yes.
It goes down nice.
Yes.
All right. We're going to play one of your songs.
Yes. So Todd Rundgren has been in our, he sleeps with me in my bed. He bothers me in the shower. He is everywhere, always. Pat can't stop playing him. And yes, this song probably, at this point, I just need to like forbid the whole thing if I could, but I can't because there's nothing wrong with Todd Rundgren. He's great, but I'm so over it. So yes, here's the song that,
here's the song that's the reason we're doing this episode.
Yeah, go for it.
Boy, is that you?
Yes, it is.
I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs. Tell no lies. You get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through.
I love it so much.
There's only one thing left that we can do.
Like, no shade to him. I get why you like him. It's just like night and day. And then at the very end of this song, he goes, We got to get me one, too?
And when we're through with you, we'll get me one, too.
Well, why was he giving all that advice if he don't got a woman?
I think they're getting prostitutes.
All right. That even makes it worse. I mean, come
I could be wrong.
Go get me a thing. Go get me a an object. It's wrong. But either way.
It was 1970.
But either way, okay, I get like, hey, we got to get you laid, man. But if you're not getting laid, then why go into a whole song about it and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm also a virgin. I mean, come on.
No, I don't think they're virgins. I just think they're going through some breakups or some stuff, man.
Yeah, whatever.
They're going through some stuff. Production's excellent. His voice is excellent. The melody, chorus.
He's not that excellent that it needs to be played all the time.
It's an earworm, honey, they call it. An earworm.
Okay. All right.
All right. You ready for a listener?
Sure.
Do you feel like you've sufficiently had your say?
I have. I don't think I even need to go into the other two. I want to just hear
everybody
else's.
No. You are definitely playing the other two. I didn't track those down and cue them up for you to get off this easy.
No.
You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this next one.
Okay.
Hello, Pat, and any exalted guest that would happen to be with him. This is Patrick Monahan from Calgary, Alberta, responding to your request for songs that I never want to hear again in my life. This song would be Bob Seger's song, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Oh.
Yes, I absolutely fucking hate this song. I have played it in every bar band I've been in. It has been played at every wedding and anniversary dance that I have ever been to. And my life would be made so much easier if it would just please go away. Now, I might actually be breaking the rules at this point because I do not have a copy of this song. I despise it that much. I don't have it in my library. My wife doesn't have it in her library. My daughter doesn't have it in her library, nor my son-in-law. And if he could, I'm sure my 45-pound corgi wouldn't have it in his library either. So if I could impose upon you to add this track,
of course,
to the show, it'd be greatly appreciated. Hope all are doing well. Cheers to all out there. Thank you.
Made iconic with the film Risky Business.
Mm-hmm.
It's on probably Bob Seger's best album, in my opinion, Stranger in Town.
An album that you started playing over and over and over again just a few months ago.
Yeah.
So now I'm with this guy, even though I always liked that song.
Look, and there was a time when I was done with that song too. I have to admit, I'm like, I do not have to hear that again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's come around for me, and I like it in the mix of the album. When it comes up, I like it.
So what era? Like, your Seger era was really only a couple months ago, right? It was only like 6 months ago?
No, I had a Seger era when I was driving Rita to school also, because one day she said, please, no Bob Seger. I mean, the fact that she knew the guy's name, no Bob Seger. And by the way, it's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, so let's get it right.
Sorry.
I think on... was it last year or the year before?
Last year.
One of my play, like my Amazon playlist, when it tells you what your most listened to artist is, it was like Stevie Nicks and Bob Seger and Todd Rundgren, I think, were the three. And look, what's weird is, if you said, who are your top five favorite artists, Bob Seger and Todd Rundgren and Stevie Nicks wouldn't, I can't name them right now, but they wouldn't be in my top five. You know what I mean? Those wouldn't be in my top five.
They're just the background
it's
to your
so,
life.
It's so much comfort and so much. I just like it so much more as I've gotten older. Like the songs, I hear them differently. They mean something different.
I get it.
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Stop lying. Pat!
Stop lying.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yes.
And then after this guy, I'm going to play another one of mine.
Oh, of yours. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Bonjour, Patty Toulamon. This is Joel Ferger from Get to Know Quebec.
Ooh.
And the song that I never want to hear again is I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by the twins Charlie and Craig Reed. The song was originally released in 1988, but 5 years later it came back because of the film Benny and June. And maybe that's why I hate it so much. The song was completely overexposed. It was played on Adult Contemporary, Alternative, Top 40, dental and doctor's offices, everywhere. It was number one in New Zealand, Australia, and Iceland. Number three in the U.S., number four in Canada. The song was really inescapable. Maybe because of the lyrics themselves that I hate the song so much. The song is one big hook. A three-year-old could sing this song. And even if you didn't know the English language, literally half the song is non-lexical vocables. Yes, I did just look up that term. So, Pat, please do not play this song. For God's sakes, do not play the chorus. Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Song does stick with you.
That's the Proclaimers. I got a big laugh once at a bar. They're playing videos on the TV, and this video came up with the Proclaimers. Have you seen what they look like?
No.
They have like short, like almost like a crew cut, and they wear like Buddy Holly glasses, mm-hmm. And they're not attractive guys. And so this video came up, and whoever I was with, I looked at the video and looked at people around me. I said, "Boy, Nelson has really let themselves go." Big laugh. Thanks. Thanks, Pilar. All right.
Can that listener, so has he called in before?
I don't remember that Joel Farragher has ever participated before.
I would like Joel Farragher. Uh-oh.
I hope I'm saying it right.
It's the tequila. I would like him to participate more and constantly be speaking in French because that was cute. I like it.
Get you hot.
You know.
Oui. All right. So. There's an album that is I'm going to be honest with you. It's the second highest selling album of all time. The first is Eagles, Their Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one selling album of all time.
Okay.
So don't tell me that this one is bigger, because it's not.
Okay.
The album is called Thriller by Michael Jackson.
I've heard of it.
And let me tell you something. It's got some giant hits on it.
Okay.
It's also got some turds and some clunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, and look, I got to tell you, PYT, Pretty Young Thing, I love it. That song, I love that song. It's my favorite song on Thriller. But this song right here,
okay,
which features a Beatle, this song sucks.
What is it?
I never want to hear, I'm going to do what other people have been doing. I never want to hear this fucking song again.
Okay, what is it?
The Girl Is Mine.
Oh. Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am feeling. Special in her heart, the girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine.
The doggone girl. Okay,
no one fucking says doggone.
The doggone. The gosh darn.
If they said the motherfucking girl is mine, I'd love it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
The motherfucking girl is mine. No, you're not going to do that. No.
Okay, I'm going to keep going because we've got to hear Paul. Sir Paul.
Okay.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just
Are they going to fight?
Because she's mine.
It seems like they're going to fight over this girl.
I think they're going to kiss.
The doggone girl is mine.
Oh, my.
That song sucks.
Yeah.
The doggone girl is mine.
What album was Billie Jean on?
Billie Jean was also on Thriller. And Beat It was also on Thriller.
I always thought Billie Jean just had the worst message ever. And I never understood.
What's the message?
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I'm the one, but the kid is not my son.
Look, what's wrong with that?
It just always bothered me that nobody ever mentioned that. Even when I was a teenager and it was really popular, it bothered me then. I was like, is this right? That he got a girl pregnant and he's like, yeah, not mine. You know,
he's a jerk.
You're a slut. Bye-bye. You know, and it just that always really bugged me and never even came up. It was just like, it's the best song. Like, it's terrible.
Some of these songs in the 80s had a cool video. Mm-hmm. And some videos are so iconic that you can't hear the song without seeing the video.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michael Jackson was early in on those videos. So, you know, sometimes it's played in your living room.
Right.
Like, remember, when MTV came on, you never really, if you didn't go to a concert, you didn't really see these artists. You saw a picture of them in a magazine. You know, Cream or Circus, Rolling Stone. But you never saw them move and sing. You know what I mean? Even if they were lip syncing in the video, it didn't matter. You didn't see, you know, your favorite bands until MTV came. And then you're like, oh my God, that's what Pat Benatar looks like? Or, you know, anything. Any of those big iconic bands in the MTV era.
Did you have MTV?
Oh my God. Did I have MTV?
Well, I mean, I'm amazed that your parents had cable and they had MTV.
I think my dad had a cable, like a pirated cable box that a guy at work sold him.
Ah.
And so it was like, it had like 15 buttons on the top and you literally click them. You'd turn it to channel 3 and then click, 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 click. And MTV was one of them. And we would sit and watch that for hours. Put MTV on. And my mom, every time she'd come in the room, that goddamn MTV. That's what it was called, goddamn MTV.
You'd find like the friend who had cable and you'd go to their basement and you know everybody would go there and watch MTV, you know?
Well, at one point I didn't have it and Robert White had it. See, I know this is how it sinks in, Robert White. And Cheap Trick were debuting two new videos that night, She's Tight and If You Want My Love. And so I'm like, hey, I'm coming over to your house. I don't know if I was ever to the kid's house before. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming over there. We're watching these two videos. And that's when I saw Cheap Trick's two new videos from the album One on One, produced by Roy Thomas Baker. It was such a thing, MTV. You'd sit and watch it. Coming up, world premiere video from Dire Straits. Woo, gotta stay up. So anyway, that's where we're at. All right. One of our favorites is coming on.
Okay.
It's a lady.
All right.
And Katie, we're still going to do that Hanson episode. I just have to figure out a time. I got your song list, so.
Okay.
It's coming. Here we go.
Hey, y'all, and happy spring, for those in the Northern Hemisphere, at least. This is Katie Ninas from Southeastern Wisconsin. My pick for this I Never Want to Hear That Song episode is Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. The song was like fun and catchy and different when it came out, but after hearing it everywhere for I don't even know how long, I just got really sick of it. I honestly am not even sure the last time I heard the song, but it came to my mind right away when I saw this topic. And I honestly hope I can go a really long time without hearing it again after this episode. Pat, thanks for doing these, and I hope everyone is doing well out there. Bye.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now.
Katie, I'm so glad you're back. We missed you so much. And I'm so sorry to say I love that song.
Wow.
I love that song. Wow. I love Meghan Trainor. I love her.
All right. Look, it's fine. It's fine.
You know, it was the kids when they were little. And
yeah, they liked that song.
They liked it. And they like were telling me that it's about, it's about like... loving your body, Mom. It's and they like walked me through like the meaning of it, and I was like, wait a minute, really?
Why are you body shaming?
I know. I was like, oh my goodness, that's so. So I just have like a lot of love in my heart for that particular.
So the bass is your ass.
Yeah,
it's all about that ass.
Yeah,
it's all Did about that
it?
Ass.
I got it.
That ass.
Yeah.
Got that ass. Mm-hmm. Bass is just ass with a B. Bass. Mm-hmm. I wish you would have said bass. It's all about that bass. And then there could have been those singing fish that are on the wall in the video.
You have to go to another person.
All right. Now.
Yes.
This next song.
Okay.
That this person has chosen.
Uh-huh.
I like this song.
Of course you do.
And it's such a stupid song.
Of course it is.
And his argument for it is dead on. He's 100% correct. And I'm wrong. I'm 100% wrong. But I still like it.
Okay. What is it?
You said, where do you have to go?
I'm queuing.
You're queuing?
I'm segueing.
You're not.
No.
You sound like you want to get out of the seat. Do you want me to loosen up the handcuffs? All right, here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Hey, Rock Solid people, Pat and Pilar. Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon supported episode, I Never Want to Hear That Song Again. I'm generally pretty tolerant of overplayed songs, and I don't really consider myself much of a hater when it comes to music. That being said, there is a specific song that I've never liked, and all due to, oddly enough for me, the lyrics. I typically am more of a music guy than a lyrics guy, and I rarely pay much attention to the words or meaning of a particular song. However, when it comes to Heart's All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You from their 1990 album Brigade, this story song was a bridge too far. Essentially a reimagining of a 1979 Dobie Gray song, same music, different lyrics, it regales us with the incredibly sweet tale of a woman with a sterile husband picking up random men on the highway and taking them into a hotel and banging them in the hopes that one of those strays will impregnate her. Wow, I'm getting a little teary-eyed just thinking about it. Honestly, the less said about any of this, the better. Heart themselves have basically disavowed the song, even though it's one of their biggest hits, and I'm 100% with them. It's such a shame to waste such a talented band and one of rock's most powerful voices on this nonsense. For me, this song is wrong-headed on pretty much every level, and I absolutely never need to hear it again. As always, hope everyone stands safe out there while I deal with my sonic PTSD, and keep on rocking.
No coat.
So here's what happens in this song. She gets pregnant by this guy.
Okay.
Just a one night stand. She picks up, you know, is a hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And then she has the baby.
Yeah.
It never tells her husband.
Okay.
Husband thinks it's because she wanted a child. Couldn't have it with her husband.
All right.
Doesn't tell the husband this is how the child came about. And then later she passes through the same town with when the baby's a little bit older. And she runs into this guy and the guy sees the baby and sees they have, he knows because they have the same eyes. He knows.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, how many times has this happened, huh?
I mean, this is a story that happens day after day.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Day after day.
I did not know that that's what this song was about. I just thought it was about a one-night stand.
You love story songs. How could you not listen?
I never really paid attention, I guess.
All right. Well, Jeff Scoble's not really a lyric guy, and this one jumped right into his ear holes.
Maybe because with Heart, I always just like the big the big rockin' songs. I never really listened to this one very much.
The voice is killing it on this song, hitting all the notes.
Well, she kills it with everything.
Every song.
It's like the best voice on the planet.
Friend of the show, Ann Wilson, friend of the show. Nancy Wilson, the producer of that album, Richie Zito, friend of the show.
Can you believe you had both Hart sisters on this show?
And look, Ann was on Zoom, doesn't matter, but Nancy was in person. That was just one of the most amazing days. Because, I mean, I mean, so many times before COVID, I hate saying that. Every fucking time we watch Shark Tank, then COVID came and we lost numbers and blah, blah. But
what does Shark Tank have anything to do with it?
Because I hate when they say it on Shark Tank. But before COVID, all my music guests were in person.
Right.
It's what made this show different from all the other shows.
Uh-huh.
And I would not have a guest on if they weren't coming into the studio.
Right.
And yeah, I can't believe the guests that came into the studio. I can't believe that the Zombies came in. And I can't believe that Nancy Wilson came in and Sean Cassidy and, you know, Fee Wabel and, you know, all the people that came in. I can't believe they did.
All those
Steve
people.
Steve Lukather. These are like heroes. They're iconic people. I mean, and they came in and would sit down. Randy Bachman. I mean, it's crazy.
So for people who haven't been listening for 15 years.
God bless you.
Yeah, it's still there, right? It's still
yeah,
in the
they're all there.
The
Susanna
archives.
Hoffs.
So all you have to do is just search for these people. Yeah, all of the Go-Go's.
All the Go-Go's in person.
Just search for these people in, yeah. You know, with whatever platform you're listening in. And yeah, you'll hear all these shows.
We're seeing Melissa Etheridge tomorrow night. Melissa Etheridge was on 13 years ago. And I mean, I just couldn't, you know. And then the shows I got to do live, Rick Springfield, Sammy Hagar, Marky Ramone, mm-hmm. Weird Al Yankovic. I mean, look, very, very lucky, you know, very fortunate to have these people, to sit down with these people in person. Very fortunate.
Yep.
And you've had the same experience with people too. Peter Bogdanovich and lots of people you've sat down with in person.
Although Peter Bogdanovich was so much more interested in talking to you it was a little like...
Well, that's because at the time you weren't a 15-year-old girl.
Now you've just got a little far.
What?
You have gone a little far. Yes.
Okay. You had Molly Shannon was on your show.
Yeah.
You had lots of people.
Yeah.
Sean Cassidy also on your show.
I know. And that was tough for me to keep my composure because he's a TV writer. People don't know.
So anyway.
Yes.
Did I interrupt your flow of talking?
No.
Did I interrupt your flow of talking?
No, perhaps we should.
Looking around the wheel, I got to go to Stuart Copeland's house.
Pat.
Stuart, come on. I got to say, Stuart Copeland of the Police, I got invited to go to his house? That's crazy. When I saw the Police in 1981 on the Ghost of the Machine tour, I never for one second thought, I'm going to go to that guy's house someday.
I know.
It's just things you don't think are going to happen.
True.
Anyway. All right. Can we move on?
Wait, were you reading my mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You got another song for me? Since we're going to see Melissa Etheridge tomorrow night.
Here's the thing. I love Melissa Etheridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to see her tomorrow night. And I'm very excited about it because she's right here in Winston-Salem.
2 miles from the house.
Yeah. And I'm taking my friend Kim, too. We're taking her along.
We're taking her along.
So Pat does that thing that he always does before a concert, and he starts playing the artist morning, noon, and night. And we were on a road trip to see his folks.
And you almost forbid me from playing
Here's the thing. There was a method to my madness of driving most of the way, because I'm like, if I can drive, I can play anything I want.
Whoever drives just gets to play what they want.
Exactly. So you started putting on Melissa Etheridge, and I love her, but I'm like, you're ruining her for me.
Wow.
And there is this one song. It's probably the only song I just think is on the nose. And Pat loves this song because you love songs like this that are like where you would cry. Yes, you do. So.
Well, when I interviewed Melissa Etheridge.
Yes.
I told her that the song that we're going to play Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Was just as good as anything that Bruce Springsteen put on his post 9/11 album called The Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And that made her tear up.
Well, see, I'm a bad person.
So if we get to see Melissa Etheridge tomorrow, I'm going to say, oh, guess what song my wife doesn't like?
It's not that. It's just that you play these songs over and over again, and this particular one you love. Oh, now I feel bad. Don't play it.
No, I'm playing it.
No, don't play it.
Well, first of all, I'm going to play it because I love it.
Oh, okay.
The song's called Tuesday Morning. Mm-hmm. It's from the 2004 album Lucky.
Okay.
And you're just going to have to eat this one a little bit. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. It took it from the top, and we don't want it from the top. We want it to take it from that part you don't like at all.
The sappy part.
It's not a sappy part.
The on-the-nose part.
Stop saying that. You're making me mad. All right, now look.
Yeah.
This song, make me cry.
Not subtle.
Sometimes songs like this are a little bit on the nose. This song is about Mark Bingham, an openly gay man who was one of the people on Flight 93 that overpowered the terrorists. And then, of course, the plane crashed. Mm-hmm. But it didn't crash into a building. It didn't crash into, they saved lives by actually taking the plane down.
Yeah.
But, you know, you heard about all the other guys, you know, Let's Roll and all that. And they didn't talk about Mark Bingham, who was openly gay. And so Melissa Etheridge, who's a gay icon, and she wanted to make sure that we don't forget that gentleman. Now, my wife wants you to forget him.
No, I don't.
That's what I'm reading.
No, I don't.
Are you anti-Mark Bingham?
No, I'm anti-
Rock in peace, Mark Bingham, and thank you.
I'm anti this song that keeps getting played over and over again. That's all.
It might begin to change you in a field in Pennsylvania. How dare you? All right. I'm moving on. I'm so mad at you.
I still love her so much.
No, it sounds like it.
I love her. Love her. Do your Melissa Etheridge.
I can't. No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
No. You can't put me on the spot like that.
I love when Pat does Melissa Etheridge.
Because Melissa Etheridge in concert, she tells stories like before all the songs now. But I can't do it. I wish I could do it right now.
Okay, well, what if...
I am good at it.
What if there's a bunch of guys in the audience? What does she say?
Oh, there's some guys out there too, girl. Look around, ladies. There's guys here. And I see you. I see my guys.
What does she think about being here in North Carolina?
You know I love coming to North Carolina. I would not come here. This is great. We got a great people here. It's purple. It's purple. It's not red. It's not blue. It's purple. We're getting there. We're going to get there, people. I don't sound like her, but the cadence in what she says.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and in the 90s, I was doing some bad things. I mean, I was doing fun things. But they were bad. There weren't things that were good for my mental health, but I was doing them. And this one's about that. It's about me coming to a window. I'm coming to see you. All right. Anyway.
That's what I was saying to Pat was like, and I, again, this is why I love her songs, is that all of her good ones are, hey.
That's a good one. Tuesday Morning is a good
one. Okay. So all of her. Okay.
Her hits.
The ones I love are the, hey, this is a really bad idea. Let's do it. Like that's her. Yep. That's the theme of all of her songs. This is a terrible idea. I'm gonna do it. Let's do that. Yeah.
And they're sexy and lusty songs too.
Absolutely.
I love Melissa Etheridge. I love Melissa Etheridge. I had an ice cube in my mouth, so I couldn't talk.
Here we go.
Also, thank you to Melissa Etheridge's people, because ever since 2013, I've seen Melissa Etheridge probably 8 times, and I've never paid.
Oh, there are stories.
I've never paid to see Melissa. Why can't I talk right now? I'm not drunk. Melissa Etheridge.
You might be a little drunk.
I'm not.
You're talking an awful lot.
I'm telling you, I'm not.
Okay.
I always admit on the show when I'm feeling tipsy.
Okay.
But it's just like Melissa Etheridge right now is not flowing. But the name Tom Neuerberg is.
Hi, Tom.
By the way, everyone is knocking it out of the park tonight with intros.
Absolutely.
Tom Neuerberg here in Northern California chiming in with a song that I never want to hear again, or I never have to hear again, or whatever that title is. Man, I got a lot of these. I mean, does anyone need to hear Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss again in their lifetime?
Nope.
Does anyone need to hear Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen again in their lifetime?
Mm-mm.
I sure don't. But here's another song I never want to hear again. Not only do I hate the song, I hate the guy who sings it too. That would be American Pie by Don McLean. It's way too long. It's been played to death. And he seems like he's pretty much an asshole. So fuck him. Fuck the Dodgers. Go Giants. Thanks.
Wow, he's crabby.
Fuck him and fuck the Dodgers.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book?
All right, so that album we played, look, that album's from 1971. But in college, my friend Jim Weiss and I, we played Don McLean albums all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was in college in 1982, 83, 84, 85, and we played these Don McLean albums from the 70s. Now, Don McLean in his later years is an asshole.
Really?
And a shitbag.
Why? What does he do?
Mentally abusive to the wife and kids.
Oh.
Just an awful, awful person.
Ugh.
Yes.
That's too bad.
I know. And it does taint. It does. Those things taint the music.
Yeah.
Was he like that back then? Maybe not. Was he like that all the time? Maybe also. Who knows? But, you know, so, and I agree. I mean, I love that song. But yeah, you never have to hear an 8.5 minute song again.
When I was young, I went to this hippie camp in New York State. I loved it.
What was it called?
Farm Camp Lowy. And I went to Farm Camp Lowy. And what I loved about it was every morning we woke up, we sat in this big field,
mm-hmm.
and the guitars would come out that the counselors had.
It's like a Coca-Cola commercial.
It was. Every morning was a Coca-Cola commercial. And we would sing these songs and, you know, Joni Mitchell songs, like Pay Paradise, Put Up a Parking Lot. We'd like sing all these songs.
I
knew them top to bottom, every single song, you know, it was my happy place. Then one time, one of the guys, really serious musician, starts singing this American Pie, right?
Yeah.
Well, of course, like all the campers are really into it because, you know, it's the easiest chorus to come in on, mm-hmm. right? And everybody's like, bye, bye, Miss American Pie, right? But it goes on so long that I remember the campers, we got like bored.
Yeah.
And then people started like wandering to their activities and stuff. The counselors are like, okay, time to go. And he's still wow. playing.
He's selling
it. You know, and I remember feeling bad because I'm like, we should sit here for the whole song because it's not over yet. You know, bye, bye. Like I'm trying to be part of it. Yeah, it was.
8.5 minutes.
It was long. It bored campers. Yeah.
And did AM radio really play an 8.5 minute song? I don't know that there's an edited version of the song. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe they split it into two parts. But yeah, that sounds like a lot. And I'm sure that's a number one hit. It had to be.
I still don't get it, too.
What do you mean?
Well, you took a Chevy and you drove it into a levee, but the levee was dry. And
I think
it was singing?
I think everything is relates to some rocker somewhere or something. I mean,
it's supposed to be about like the
Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with the Chevy and the Levy?
I don't know. Okay. It just rhymes.
Okay.
All right. Here comes Garrett Chamberlain.
Hello, this is Garrett Chamberlain. I currently live in Hillsboro, Oregon, but for this song I never want to hear again, let me take you to Mesa, Arizona. It's 1989 and I'm a teenager working in a grocery store. The store uses a local light rock station as their soundtrack while you're shopping. I don't know if you remember 1989 light rock, but it was a very Michael Bolton, Kenny G time. The station had a very tight rotation, so during my many shifts, I was subjected to the same songs over and over. For my pick, I want you to cue up the end of the song. The part where the singer's voice climbs is like ice picks in my ear. So with my apologies, here is Bette Midler bringing the wind beneath my wings to a tuneless end.
That is a corny song. That's corny, but I love.
Isn't
that
from Beaches?
I don't know. I don't
think it's from the movie
probably.
Beaches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbara Hershey dies. She was the wind beneath her wings.
I love Bette Midler so much, though. So it's really hard for me to dig into her. But
I'll tell you who doesn't like
corny.
Her. Garrett Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He's not messing around.
I guess not.
He even had a cue point for the part that daggers in his ears or whatever he said. Ice picks.
I think the Rose was like, that movie imprinted on me. I know it's wrong, but I just loved that movie.
You lived
so
your
much.
Life just like that lead character.
I loved it so much. It was.
You think that movie holds up?
No.
We should watch it. We should watch it some night. I've never seen it.
What? You've never seen,
I've never
the,
seen
Rose?
The Rose?
It's about rock and roll, baby.
I know. Is Kris Kristofferson in it? Who's in it with her?
No.
Just some other person.
No, Chris, he was in
Star is Born with Babs.
Yeah.
I've never seen that version either.
Nobody matters in this except her.
Okay.
It is. It's great. And it's based on
Janis Joplin.
Yeah. And they even have.
Why didn't they just make a Janis Joplin story with Bette?
Oh, she was like on board for it. And then I think they did this instead. And then there's a whole a whole history of actresses being lined up to play Janis Joplin.
Yeah, Lily Taylor. Hard word for me to say. Lily Taylor.
And it's just, it hasn't been done.
Yeah, and it's never been done still.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You know why?
I think Pink was going to play her at one point.
You can't beat that documentary where she goes to her high school reunion.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we watch that double feature with the Rose.
Oh,
and then we watch all the James Bond movies.
No.
I thought I'd get you to agree.
Not
I thought
again.
I thought I might trick you.
Not again. No. Right. Okay.
You ready for another one?
Yes.
All right. Here's Thomas Wallace.
Hey, Pat, Pilar, and all you rock solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace in Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the I Hate That Song, I Never Have to Hear That Song Again, whatever we're calling it. I don't know about you guys out there, but growing up in the Muscle Shoals area, hitting the bars in the 80s where all the cover bands were playing. I've heard Mustang Sally enough in my life that I never have to hear it again. Not that it's a bad song. I just don't have to hear it again. So my pick is Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett. Pat, just kick it off at the top. And as always, thanks for letting us participate in these episodes.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby.
sound is a Muscle Shoals sound?
Yeah, there definitely is.
Yeah.
Ask me to explain it. That would have to be Tony Greathouse could tell you.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, there's definitely a Muscle Shoals sound. And Bob Seger actually recorded with Muscle Shoals sometimes too. So that would be something you would hate.
Wait, Muscle Shoals is a band?
It's like a group of musicians.
Oh, I thought it was like a place.
It sounds like it would be a place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a place too.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do a Muscle Shoals episode.
I guess so.
Muscle Shoals episode.
We need to educate us.
All right. You do not like 80s hair metal. That's not your thing.
No, that is not my thing.
All right. Then you're probably going to love this.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid community. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio. First off, I want to apologize up front to anyone I might offend with my upcoming comments. Like what you like. For this episode, it wasn't one song I never need to hear again, but it was a band. And that band is Poison. I never need to hear anything from these guys ever again. If Massengill came in a human form, it would be Bret Michaels. The guy is such a douche. For the love of God, stop wearing those three wigs you wear all the time. No one cares that you're bald. Those lot lizard groupies from the 80s will still bump uglies with your bald ass if that's what you're worried about. Since I don't own any other music, thank God, Pat, you can play anything from them, especially that song about every rose can be a prick or whatever it's called.
Ooh.
Thanks again, Pat. You and your listeners be safe and keep rocking as long as you're not listening to Poison.
We both lie silent still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did
my words? Is this my karaoke song, right? Maybe?
I think it is.
Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Get your lighters out.
Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
May I have this dance, Miss Alessandra?
Only we can dance really slow and just sway.
Just sway?
Yeah. I came up with another idea for a show.
Okay. Do you want to run it by me off mic?
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. Spit it out.
What about, I really love this stupid song.
Oh, the opposite of this.
Right.
The opposite of this.
Yes, because there's always that really stupid song that
love
you
it.
Just love, even though you know it's
stupid.
Yeah.
I really love this stupid song.
Yes.
And then when everyone introduces their song, they go, I don't know what it is, but I really love this stupid song.
I really love this stupid song.
And then boom.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Oh, good.
Next time.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
Woo-hoo. All right. Now, you don't like hair metal, obviously.
I like you, Pat. I do.
Okay, stop it. That band over there with the makeup. Do you like that band?
Kiss?
Yeah.
No?
All right. This next song I fucking hate. This is a Kiss song, and I hate it.
All right.
And I think most Kiss fans love it.
Okay.
It's from an album called Creatures of the Night.
Okay.
Which I have autographed right over there. See the glowing eyes?
Uh-huh.
But I hate this song. It's a power ballad, but it's too much. It's too bombastic. It's too trying to be so serious. I hate everything about it. I've never liked it. And I never want to hear I Still Love You by Kiss again.
Okay.
Tonight I'll dream away and you can still be mine. But I'm dreaming a lie. Dreaming a lie. Makes me wanna die. Cause I still love you. I still love you.
I mean, I hate it.
Is that Paul Stanley?
Yes. I still love you. Let me tell you something, Pilar. I have a thing when I look into your eyes. I love you. And then there's drums. So much. It's too fucking much. It's too much. They have good ballads. That is not one of them. That stinks to high heaven. Jesus Christ. All right. We're almost through. We're almost through. Got some good ones coming up, though. Boy, do I agree with this next one.
Okay.
And I don't know that you will, but I do.
Okay.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. For my most hated song, I first thought of going with Moni Moni, the Billy Idol version, but instead I went with another surprise number one hit of a cover song, UB40's 1988 chart-topping rendition of Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine. Moni Moni isn't terrible, but maybe being at parties where people chanted, get laid, get bleeped, I couldn't bring myself to say the F word on the podcast, during the song drove me nuts even back then. But I just never liked this version of Red Red Wine, and I don't know how it became such a hit. So, while I would rather not hear it, Pat, please play Red Red Wine by UB40. Thanks as always.
So mad that I didn't queue up. There's Neil Diamond on one of his live albums. He sings his version of Red Red Wine, but in the middle, then he goes into a reggae part, and then he sings a line about UB40. It's so cheesy and bad. It's terrible. Yeah, Red Red Wine is a great song, and I don't like that reggae up version.
I remember liking this a lot. I think this was a video I remember seeing and going, what's that? Yeah. That's new.
All right. So you have a third song. It's a Bob Seger song.
That's okay. We can skip that one because Bob Seger's already been done here.
Yeah, but why don't you like this song? Is it just because I play it too much?
Yeah. All of these songs aren't bad songs that I picked. They're just songs I never want to hear again because you played them so much.
And that's what the title of the episode
exactly,
is.
Exactly. So
you know why I like this song so much?
Why?
Is because, you know, when I was growing up in Pennsylvania and then went to college, I hated college so much. I wanted to get out of college. I wanted to do something different. I didn't like the book learning, and I didn't want to do that. Nothing was my passion in college. I just wanted to do something else. I wanted to try stand-up comedy, and my goal was to eventually get to Los Angeles and live in Los Angeles. Like, that was the dream. That was the dream, to live on the West Coast. Are you kidding me? From small town Hollidaysburg, get to the ocean and the beaches and the sun and live there. And that's why the song that you're sick of hearing, that's why I like listening to it so much.
Well, you never told me that. I love that.
So let's hear a little bit.
Well, now I don't want you to play it because I think it's earned its keep.
Here it is.
Oh, now come on.
Hollywood Nights.
Now I feel bad.
I love it. I met you in Hollywood.
I know.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast.
That's you.
He was a Midwestern boy on his own.
That's me, you. Coming from Chicago.
That's true.
She looked at him with those soft eyes, so innocent and blue.
Pat!
He knew right then he was too far from home.
Okay, all right.
I love it so much.
Okay. You know what? You have sold.
I've sold you?
Sold.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know what? Now it's not, it's risen to our song.
Okay.
It's gone from I never want to hear it again to, well, I always want to hear
it. So this replaces Crazy Nights by Ozzy Osbourne? When people ask me if Pilar and I have a song, I always say it's Crazy Nights. I'm sorry, not Crazy Nights. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. Not Crazy. Crazy Train. Okay.
Yeah. All no, right. I want to hear more songs, more stories like that.
I'm very guarded.
Because I'm always
telling you. I play it close to the vest.
Like, why, what music. I always have some story associated with a song, negatively or positively, and that's why it's a keeper or not.
Mm-hmm.
But you usually just play stuff. I didn't know that there was actually a
every song that I love a lot means something to me.
Well, I'm going to start asking you about that.
And I'm going to start denying it. But for next time, it's I Love That Stupid Song.
I love that stupid song.
All right. So the next gentleman did not include his name in the intro, and then he emailed me and said, I forgot to say my name. So his name is Mark Goddard.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Mark.
I don't know if this is Mark's first one or not, but it's a good one. Here we go. Mark Goddard.
Hi, Pat and Pilar. This is only my second time I've done one of these, but your suggestion for Song I Never Want to Hear Again really struck a chord. So the story behind this is my two brothers and I have about once a month we have a music phone in where we discuss different songs, etc., take a few of your ideas every now and again, and this kind of topic did come up, and it came up in the context of terrible songs that we never ever want to hear again and that really irritate us. And for me, it's Yellow by Coldplay, and really any song by Coldplay fits this category as well. For some reason it just gets under my skin, and it's so drippy and vanilla and just the most boring music, and I don't understand their success and why Chris Martin spends all his time hopping up and down and can't sit still. Makes no sense to me because the music is so out of sync with all that energy. So there you go. Yellow by Coldplay. One of the worst songs that I never, ever want to hear again. Thank you.
Look at the stars. Look how they shine for you. Everything you do. Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along. I wrote a song for you. And all the things you do. And it was called Yellow. So then I took my...
All right, I do like that song, but... I can also understand why you never want to hear it again.
Because
it's
played all the time.
It's played all the time.
Yeah.
And
I like that song too. But right. I get it because I think it's also one of those, I think, that ends up in TV shows and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have one more that's going to take us out. It's going to be our playout song.
Okay.
But before that, I have another one, but I absolutely 100% don't want this to be our playout song. So I'm going to drop it in here now. I hate it so much, and I never want to hear this fucking song again.
What is it?
I hate it so much that I'm playing it from the iTunes store. I won't even buy it. I won't even own it.
You?
I'm not buying it. I'm not owning it. I'm not giving this fucking fake-ass patriot 1 cent of my money. This is goddamn Lee Greenwood, one-hit wonder... Fucking MAGA bullshit with God Bless the USA. Oh. Fuck you.
Okay. Oh, man. Oh.
To be an American where at least I know I'm free.
Suck
and
my
I
dick.
Won't forget the men who died
and defend her still today.
All right, die.
Oh, that's really...
Jesus.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Hate it. Hate it. All right. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm delightful.
So where can people find you? You are coming very close to your 1,000th and final episode of the On the Page podcast.
Yes, that will drop probably mid-July.
Mid-July.
So we're in the 980-somethings right now. Yes.
Everyone who sent their intro.
Oh, God.
No. I just want to let them know. Because people did send their intros and dialogue.
Yeah.
And that episode will be one of the final.
Yeah, it better be good because we've only been talking about it for like a year.
We'll make it good.
Okay.
We'll make it good.
All right.
But I do have all your intros. I do have all your dialogue. I know that we... I'm burping now. I know that we have... Or I'm hiccuping. I know that we have enough, so we're all good.
Yeah.
But that episode, because in case you're like, hey, I sent that thing like months ago, what's going on? We are doing it. So please bear with us. It will be within the next, well, before you hit 1,000.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And where can we find you and all things about Pilar Alessandra and On the Page?
It is at On the Page on all the socials, and onthepage.tv is my website where you can also see recorded classes. Actually tomorrow, the podcast that I'm recording is with Jeremy Slater, and he, does like big IP movies, and, Mortal Kombat 2 is his next one. He also helped develop the Umbrella Academy. He did one of the Fantastic Four movies.
Yes.
Not your favorite.
He didn't do the most recent one, and he didn't do the ones with Chris Evans. He did that placeholder one in the middle.
But, you know, like having a writer like that who has developed all kinds of IP, you know, as like, you know, sort of digs and does big popcorn movies, is somebody that, you know, is always good to talk to every once in a while. So he's going to be the guest tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And his name's Jeremy Slater. Mm-hmm. And he also, created the Exorcist TV series, which is a direct sequel of the original movie. Like, forget what happened, the other sequel. This TV show was like a direct sequel to the original Linda Blair movie, directed by William Friedkin. So, and I watched the first episode and I was like, it's pretty good. I'm like, start watching this.
I can't watch it. It's
you
too
can't
scary.
Watch it. Too scary.
Yeah. I like really love scary stuff, but I the possession stuff freaks me out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it really be long?
Yes, geez, stop that. Cut it out.
All right. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. You can go to patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast to participate in these episodes and win prizes and bonus content and episodes early and all that kind of stuff. So, and there is a website, RockSolidPodcast.com, which hasn't been updated in years, but there still is a lot of content there. You can click on the merch and all that good stuff. So we're everywhere out there, and the show just keeps chugging along, and I still have fun doing this, and that's why I continue to do it. So if I didn't have fun doing it, I wouldn't do it. Seriously. So we're going to close it out tonight with a friend of the show, and friend of mine, friend of yours, Pilar. He's stayed at our house in California. He's stayed at our house here in North Carolina. He will be back at our house sometime this year. And he's a great guy. We love him so much. Some people know him as Hob the Troll. And some people know him by his given name, Steve-O Dockerson. And this is his intro and song, which will be our playout song. So thank you, Pilar, for sitting in.
Thank you, Pat.
And here comes our friend,
Mr. Steve-O.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Rock Solid crew. It's Steve-O Dockerson here. The song that I'm picking this time is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. I've seen the White Stripes a lot. I listened to them a lot in high school. And this song is, it feels like it's almost been co-opted by the kind of people who used to beat me up in high school for liking the White Stripes. It's not that it's a bad song, and it's not that, like, oh, I don't like sports. It's just that this song, it's just, I'm good. I don't need to hear it. Also, it's a song that you have in your library, so I don't have to send you anything. You're welcome. I love you all. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Is that lint or a bug?
Where? I don't know what that is.
Well, if it's a bug, can we kill it?
No, if it's a bug, I'm gonna love it and nurture it.
What is it?
It's like a dried up bee.
Oh. Are you sure it was a bee?
I'm sure it was a bee.
Okay.
Oh, this is gonna be a long one.
It's our favorite game. Is it lint or is it a bug? My headphones are a little what? They don't. Okay, say that again.
Check. Is it better now?
What? Yes. Now I feel like I'm on the podcast.
I'm gonna play some music.
The podcast.